Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. This summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeSteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Well, cash cattle trade appears to be well on its way for the week. Trade over the last couple of days has developed at anywhere from $85 to $95 in our part of the country, $152 to $160 on a dressed basis. This would represent a steady to $3 increase for the week and consistent with early week trade. The surge in futures prices and stability in boxed beef values will help to stimulate additional momentum in asking prices, although the overall trade may continue to trickle into the market through the next couple of days. The early week market trade may have already set the tone for the market moves. Strong gains on Tuesday and nearby live cattle futures sparked underlying buyer support. And this move spot month August futures to about $101.30 with a gain of $2.50. And with all the activity confined to the cattle complex, the hog trade appears to be hovering in a narrowly traded pattern as limited volume and market direction may develop through the end of the week. Now, wheat markets are a touch lower overnight, taking a breather from the show-stealing performance Wednesday. It isn't very often wheat can commandeer the discussion during the middle of the corn and soybean growing season, but it did Wednesday, and in a big way. The most popular reasons given for the rally were two cargoes of soft red winter wheat being sold to China, along with worsening quality as soft red winter harvest has advanced north. Higher corn prices overnight with 1 to 2 cent gains being posted as most contracts attempt to make it two winning sessions in a row. Rather confusing overnight gains of 1 to 2 cents can be seen without much difficulty, but yesterday's session saw corn barely close positive after the largest single day purchase of corn by China on record. And higher trade across the soy complex with 2 to 4 cent gains in soybeans as the November contract continues its upward march this week. While the last three sessions worth of gains have just now regained Monday's losses, soybeans feel on much better footing than corn. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, at the close yesterday, August live cattle up 250 at 101.30, October up 145, 104.55, August feeder cattle up 270, 139.42, September up 207, 139.55, August hogs up 22 cents, 50.15. Kansas City wheat, September up 17 and a quarter, 459 and a half, December up 16 and a half, 470 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, September up 24 cents at 550 and three quarters. December was up 21 cents at 553 and three quarters. September corn up a quarter at 326 and a quarter. December up a quarter penny at 334. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.